This is a part of a law that was passed after the CIA scandals of the 1970s, where it found out that the CIA was engaged in activities to overthrow foreign governments, even in trying to assassinate foreign leaders. So a law was passed that in order for the CIA to engage in a covert action, which is defined as an action which you're trying to change the economic or military or political situation while not showing the hand of the United States, that to engage in such an action, the president must make what's called a finding, which is essentially an authorization, a green light to engage in kind of that kind of action.
Now, this finding can cover a wide range of issues. It can be specific, I gather, but it also could be very broad.
It can be very specific, authorizing only very specific items that it can do. It can also be big enough to drive a truck through. We don't know, because these findings, of course, are invariably secret. Neither the CIA nor the White House are commenting out. We do know that, though, that a finding was signed, which says that, therefore, the CIA is authorized to take some covert role, covert action role, in Libya.
Does this change the United States' involvement in Libya at all? They are handing over control of the airstrikes to NATO, but what about the U.S. on its own?
You know, that's really a good question. We really don't know, because it's not yet clear how deeply the CIA is involved in Libya. I mean, if they're just making contact with the rebels, trying to, you know, suss them out, gather intelligence, that's one thing. But if they are really trying to alter the balance by, say, calling in airstrikes, by arming them, which the president has said they've not decided to do yet, but I think, frankly, myself, that that's an inevitable thing that they'll have to do. In any way, helping the rebels in an active way that alters their offensive posture, that means the United States has crossed the line. That means the United States is actively helping the rebels and therefore engaged in regime change. And the idea that, therefore, that this is just a mission to a humanitarian mission to help avoid civilian casualties, frankly, becomes a bit of a fiction, because then the U.S. does to become partisan, definitely takes a side.
Now, the United States could have involved the CIA in a clandestine action. Would that have required presidential authority? And what's the difference between the two?
Well, it could have, and I assume, in fact, they already have. I don't think the situation would have gone on as long as it did without the CIA being involved in some way. But again, not in a covert action way, not in a way trying to actually influence events, perhaps actually to gather intelligence. And I'm certain that the defection of Musa Kusa, the foreign minister, was engineered by probably a joint operation of the British MI6 and the CIA, because Kusa was formerly the head of Libyan intelligence, and he had contacts with the U.S. and with MI6. So that is one action that could be taken that's a clandestine operation. It is not a covert operation, does not require a presidential finding.